Brazil, but I'm it can't be she.
当我站在这里的时候，我看见有一位姐妹，她很像我在巴西认识的一位日本的姐妹，但是
you all look alike.
你们看起来都很相似。
But I just want to say thank you for having us, and we've invited your pastor and wife to come on down and visit us. We really want to knit our bonds of fellowship closer with you.
我再一次说谢谢你们邀请我们来，我们也邀请了朱弟兄跟他的太太到我们那边。我觉得我们在主里面需要有更密切的联系。I
sense a beautiful spirit of worship here this morning already.
今天早晨我已经领会到我们实在在敬拜神。And
as your leader led us, especially that last song, I said to myself, he couldn't have chosen a more appropriate song for what I want to say to you this morning.
特别是当我们唱诗唱的最后一首的时候，我就体会他选择是最好的一首诗歌，因为实在跟我刚刚等一下要跟大家分享的配合得非常的好。
And I especially appreciate his words of exhortation that there are times when we feel closer and at peace with the Lord and other times not, and that we would all seek to move closer to God here this morning.
我也感谢主，他给我们这个鼓励的话，因为有个时候的确我们觉得主跟我们是很远离，愿意主今天吸引我们更去接近他。We've
been talking about the abundant life this weekend.
在这一个周末，我们一直在思想到这个丰盛的生命。Friday
night I talked with you about how God initiates dialogue with us to get our attention.
星期五晚上我跟大家讲，神怎么样主动的要跟我们交谈，要吸引我们注意。And
yesterday morning we talked from John the 15th chapter in our relationship with Christ, with each other, and with the world.
在昨天早晨，我们从约翰福音第十五章，我们看见我们跟主耶稣基督的关系，我们彼此之间的关系，还有我们跟世界的关系。And
yesterday afternoon we talked from 1 John chapter 1, we talked about the believer's message in terms of proclaiming it and to the unbeliever and in terms of the church and our fellowship with the church.
昨天下午我们用约翰一书的第一章，我们讲到一个信徒的信息，这个信息一方面是向一个还没有信的世界来宣扬我们的主，一方面是在我们在主里面我们彼此的相交。
And this morning I have three scripture portions that I would like for us to look at.
今天早晨我有三段的圣经，我愿意大家跟我一起来读的。And
the focus of these scripture portions is going on deeper with the Lord.
这些圣经的经节，它的主题就是让我们继续的在主里面近身。The
first one is found in the first chapter, verses 1 to 5 of the book of Acts.
头一段是在《使徒行传》第一章第一节到第五节。
Would you go ahead and read that?
好，我们要用国语来读《使徒行传》第一章第一节到第五节，这个是在新约163面。提亚非罗啊，我已经做了前书， 论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被接上升的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。耶稣和他们聚集的时候， 嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。The
second portion is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
第二段圣经是在罗马书第十二章第一、第二节，在新约222面。 罗马书第十二章第一、第二节，我们一起读。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的， 是神所喜悅的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悅的旨意。
And now again from the Apostle Paul, Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20.
我们再看新约以弗所书第五章，从十五节到二十四节，在新约273面，以弗所书第五章15到20节，我们一起来读：你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人。 要明白主的旨日如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。好，第二十节就好了。Let
us pray.
让我们同心祷告。Let
the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart
让我口中的言语、心里的意念
be acceptable in your sight
在神你的眼前蒙悦纳。O
Lord, my strength and my redeemer
哦主啊，我们的力量，我们的救主。
Sanctify the truth to our hearts this morning
求主你借着你的话分别为圣，达到我们的心中。
We pray that our minds shall be open and our hearts receptive to the work of the Holy Spirit in our midst.
我们求主你让我们的思想是开明的，我们的心是愿意领受圣灵要借着你的话告诉我们。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday we talked to you about how Luke wrote the Gospel and then he wrote the book of Acts.
昨天我告诉你们，路加他怎么样，先写了路加福音，然后写了使徒行传。
The book of Acts, if I were Paul Harvey, I would say is the rest of the story.
这个使徒行传可以说，好像我们平常说，这个就是你要知道下文如何呢？这个就是路加福音的下文。Because
the book of Acts talks about the work of the Holy Spirit among the believers.
因为使徒行传讲到圣灵在信徒当中如何的工作。
In the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音第16章，耶稣曾经应许要降下圣灵。
And in that chapter, he tells how the Holy Spirit will go before you.
在那一章书里面，他讲到圣灵会怎么样带领他们。
And he will lead you and guide you and instruct you.
他会引导你，他会教导你。
And he will speak and declare to you the things to come.
他会把将来的事告诉你们。
He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
他会荣耀我，因为他把从我领受的来告诉你们。
This is what Jesus promised the disciples in the Gospel of John.
这个是主耶稣在约翰福音对他的门徒所应许的。
Luke wrote of this as well.
路加他同时也写到这一段。
And now Luke picks up his pen again under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he writes what God wants him to write to us as believers.
路加他拿起笔来，因着圣灵的感动。 他就按照圣灵的心意要写给信徒。
And now in contrast to writing about the teachings of Jesus as he walked with the disciples, he is writing about the dynamic, miraculous, wonderful work of the Holy Spirit in the disciples.
他在路加福音的时候写到主耶稣在地上的所言所行，现在呢，他是写到圣灵在他们当中那奇妙的能力行奇妙的事。
Which is to say that we are to learn things about Jesus.
意思就是说，我们要从主耶稣学习。
We are to know the doctrine that Jesus wants us to know.
我们要学习主耶稣对我们的教训。
But we also are to become channels through which the Lord works.
但是我们也要成为神恩典的出口，让神能够借着我们做工。
And the Lord only works through us as the Holy Spirit works in and through us.
主怎么样成为让我们借着我们来做工呢？就是透过圣灵在我们里头，也透过我们来做事。
And this first portion of scripture that was read to you, the first five verses of Acts chapter 1.
我们刚刚所读《使徒行传》第一章第一到第五节。
We see Jesus standing with his disciples on the slopes of Mount Olivet.
我们看见主耶稣跟他的门徒在橄榄山站在一起。
He's getting ready to ascend to the Father, for we read that in the 11th verse of the same chapter.
主耶稣已经预备好，很快他就要升到天上，回到他父亲那里，在十一节就讲到这一件事。
And he stands with them, telling them that there is a great world out there, but I will give you a great power to meet that great world.
他站在那里告诉他们说，在你们外面有一个很大的世界，我要赐给你无比的能力，要你能够面对这个世界。
And as you read in verses 4 here and 5, he speaks about waiting for the promise of the Father, which he said you heard from me.
在第四、第五节，主耶稣说，你们要等候，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你听见我讲过的。
The promise of the Father is that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and he will work in and through you.
天父的应许就是说，圣灵要临到你们的身上，他会住在你们里面，借着你们来成事。
This is the rest of the story of being a Christian.
这个就是做基督徒的那个下文。
It's one thing to know about Jesus. It's one thing to know that he is your Savior. But the Lord expects us to be his hands and feet and his instruments in this world.
一方面我们认识这一位主，他是我们的救主，但是同时神也愿意使用我们作为他的手，他的脚。
And as he said in the gospel, without me or apart from me, you can do nothing. So he is telling these disciples, unless the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you can do nothing for me.
就好像他曾经跟他的门徒说，你们离开我什么也不能做。同样的，他也跟他们说，没有圣灵，你们什么也不能行。
You see, God sent Jesus Christ to be our Redeemer, and he provided salvation for us. This is the ground of our salvation.
神把耶稣差到这个地上，成为我们的救主，这是我们得救的一个基础。
Our salvation is in Christ who died for us.
我们的拯救是在于主耶稣基督，他曾经为我们舍命。
Now Jesus Christ is promising the Holy Spirit.
现在呢，主耶稣基督又应许圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the dynamic of our salvation.
那圣灵就是我们救恩的一个能力，无比的能力。
There are a lot of people who have beliefs.
有很多人他们有信仰。
The Buddhists have beliefs.
佛教徒也有信仰。
The Hindus and the Shintos have beliefs.
那些印度教的人他们也有信仰。
And Christians have beliefs, but they have more.
基督徒也有信仰，他们不止信仰，他还有别的。
They have the dynamic of the Holy Spirit operating in their lives.
他们有圣灵的动力在他们的生命里面来施行。
And Buddhism can't change the world.
佛教不能够改变这个社会。
Any of these religions that have beliefs only cannot change the world.
所有其他这些宗教只有信仰，他们没有办法改变这个世界。
And as we look at the book of Acts, we see how these disciples filled with the Holy Spirit turned the world upside down.
当我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们就发现当时的使徒如何被圣灵充满，他把整个世界都翻动过来。
Theology saves no man.
神学不能够拯救任何的人。
Our beliefs will not change the world because there are many beliefs.
我们的信仰不能够改变世界，因为世上有很多各种的信仰。
But it is the dynamic power outside of us through the Holy Spirit that comes in us changing us and then the world that makes the difference.
但是是从圣灵来这个动力，从上头来的，住在我们里面。
And this is unique to Christianity alone.
这一个圣灵的动力是基督徒独有的。
It is unique to those who believe in Jesus Christ and then commit their lives to the work of the Holy Spirit in them.
凡是信靠主耶稣基督的，又把他们的生命奉献给神，愿意圣灵在他们心中做工的。 这个独有的动力主要在他们身上生效。
And so St. Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, that is Christians, present your bodies as well as your minds as a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable worship.
所以使徒保罗说，弟兄们啊，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将你们的身体、你们的心思献上，当作活祭，因为这个是理所当然的侍奉。
And in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, Paul goes on and talks about being filled with the Spirit. Not only filled with ideas about God, but filled with the Spirit of God.
然后在以弗所书第五章，使徒保罗又讲到被圣灵充满，不只是满有关于神的概念，我们需要比圣灵充满。
So this is what I mean when I say that the book of Acts is the rest of the story of what Christ intends for those who follow him.
所以我说使徒行传就是路加福音的下文，是主耶稣愿意那些跟随他的所做的。
And the reason why a lot of Christian people do not find anything exciting in their lives is because they stop only at believing and having a knowledge of Christ.
许多基督徒在基督徒的生活里面没有很兴奋，为什么？因为他们停止在信靠耶稣得救，但是忘记了这位圣灵。If
you would dare to stand up before the Lord and say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, I tell you, that's a dangerous thing to do.
如果你敢站在主的面前，所以他说，主啊，求你用圣灵充满我。
It's risky to do that.
是冒险的事。
Because when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, He gives us a dynamic that we're almost afraid of.
因为当圣灵来到我们的心中，他会赐给我们一个无比的动力，让我们几乎是要害怕的。
Here's Peter, who said, Lord, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And yet he turned around and denied him. But now in the book of Acts, he's even performing miracles. I don't think he realized that he was the same person.
我们看见在圣经所记载的彼得，他曾经宣告说：“主啊，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”然后我们又看见他曾经三次的否认他的主。然后在使徒行传呢，他站起来，甚至于行神迹。也许他自己都不明白，他是同样的一个人。
And he hears a kind of an echo. And here's the voice of the Lord saying, Well, Peter, didn't I say you do greater works than I?
他好像在耳中听见主提醒他说，彼得啊，我还不是告诉你吗？你信我，你要做比我所做的更大的事。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit. Nobody can do much to change this world by saying, This is what I believe.
这个是圣灵自己的工作。 没有人可以凭着我说我信什么就可以改变这个世界。
But it's only as the dynamic of God's Holy Spirit works in us and through us that we can change the world, individual people and communities.
只有神的灵在我们的心中，他的动力推动我们，我们能够去改变这个世界，改变我们周遭的个人。
So what does this mean for us as Christians?
这一切对我们基督徒来讲什么意义呢？
Do you remember the day you accepted Christ as your personal Savior?
你记不记得在那一天你接受了主耶稣做你个人的救主？
Some of you remember the day, the place, and even the hour, and you may have written it down somewhere. Maybe you wrote it in your Bible.
当中有一些人可能你很清楚地记得哪一天。 什么时间，在哪个地方？也许你把它记下来了，记在你的圣经上。
Well, I remember when I accepted Christ as my Savior.
我记得我怎么样接受耶稣做我的救主。
I was 9 years old, and it was at a camp meeting. Did you ever go to a camp meeting where they have straw all over the ground and big tent? When the wind comes, the tent goes like this. It frightens you, and so you go to the altar, get saved.
我记得我是在九岁接受主的，在一个营会里面。我不知道大家有没有参加过这一些营会，在一个营地，地下都是干草，上面是帐篷，大风一刮的时候，这帐篷摇来摇去，因为你害怕，你就要跑到前面说我要得救。It
was a Sunday night, stormy, and the rain was pouring down, and there were holes in the tent, and everybody was moving away from the rain. And the tent was doing this, and the lightning was flashing. I tell you, I think a lot of people were scared into the kingdom that night.
那个是一个礼拜天的晚上，大风雨，然后在那个帐篷上面很多的洞，所以我们都躲来躲去，免得把这个雨打到。我们好害怕，因为这个帐篷摇来摇去，许多人都是因为惧怕，我相信我们就跑到前面去要得救。
You see, you don't have that threat here. You've got a good protecting roof. It even keeps the Lord out.
在这里我们没有那个恐惧，因为这个屋顶很保险，恐怕呢把主也拒绝在外面。Some
of you are not sure when, some of you don't remember when you accepted Christ.
也许在我们当中有一些人也不记得我们什么时候接受主。Some
of you aren't sure that you really have accepted Christ.
甚至于可能有一些人不敢确定你是否已经接受了主。It's
kind of fuzzy.
好像有点迷糊。
But what I want to talk about is there is a time when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and then when we have accepted Him, we must go on as Christ calls us to go on.
我要跟大家讲的就是我们曾经有一个时间我们接受了它，但是接受了它以后，主呼召我们要进身，要往前去。
Do you remember the rocket launches? And tragically, we remember this last one. But those launches from Cape Canaveral, we got so used to them that we didn't even bother to watch them anymore. They were just going up one after the other.
你们记不记得那些太空船怎么样升空？每一次他们升空的时候，我们已经熟识了这件事，我们都甚至于也不再看。But
I remember the first launch. And I was watching, and the thing on everybody's mind was, and the commentator said, when the rocket launches, the critical stage is the second stage.
我记得头一次这个挑战者号上升的时候，我是很仔细那里看，我们自己也很惊讶，那些新闻记者说最危险的就是在第二个阶段的时候。
If it doesn't go into that second stage, the rocket will abort and it'll fall down into the ocean.
若是那个火站没有足够的能力，原动力升到是第二个阶段的话，它就会掉下来，掉到海里去。We
were all so happy, and everybody, even in their homes, clapped, you know, and people had tears in their eyes, and there's that rocket, it's gone into orbit.
但我们看到这个火箭真的是升上去了，每一个人都甚至于很感动，流泪鼓掌。There
are some people who have accepted Christ, and their first stage was beautiful, but something went wrong with that second stage.
有很多基督徒他们接受了主，在头一个阶段是很美好的，可是在到了第二个阶段，有一些事情发生了。Jesus
says to these disciples, I have been with you, but I have more things for you to know. And he's standing with them before he goes to heaven, standing, introducing them to another whole stage of the Christian life.
主耶稣告诉他们说，我曾经跟你们在一起，但是我现在要离开，可是我还有另外的事要让你们知道。他站在那里，就要等候他们来领受这个第二个阶段，进入更深。You call me master,
and you, well, you do. But now I want to show you what I expect you to do, not only believe, but do.
他说你呼召我做主，你讲得很好。现在呢，我要你不但信我，我要你知道我要求你做一些什么。And
so Jesus Christ takes them to the threshold where another stage begins, and that is the stage of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit coming upon them, and He will take you out with another dynamic into another sphere.
所以主耶稣带领他们到一个边选上面，从这个时候开始，神的灵要带领他们，带领他们到另外的一个境界里。
It isn't so much in where we go or what we do, so much as what we let the Holy Spirit do in us. This is why St. Paul says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he goes on and talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这个带领不在于我们去哪里，我们做什么，乃是让圣灵在我们的心中来指导我们，指引我们。所以他继续说，我们要被这个圣灵所充满，不要醉酒。然后他继续讲圣灵所结的果子。
You see, if we're going to get a spaceship into space, it takes both the first and the second stage, or it'll never get there.
你知道吗？若是我们要让一条太空船进到太空里面，必须有第一跟第二个阶段，否则它就不能升上去。And
if we're going to know the full story of what God intends for those who believe in Him, we can't separate knowing about Christ and letting the Holy Spirit come into our lives.
如果我们要真是明白神愿意所信靠他的人成为怎么样的人的话，我们就不能够分别第一个阶段，我们认识这一位主，和第二个阶段，圣灵要如何借着我们行奇妙的事。They
belong together. I have to believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and I have to believe that He forgives me of my sins, but I also have to allow His Holy Spirit to come into my life and empower me.
因为这两个阶段是分不开的，我必须相信主耶稣是我的救主，他进入到我的生命里面，同时我也必须相信圣灵，我也要让圣灵在我的心中做了奇妙的工。Jesus
uses the figure here about being baptized by John the Baptist with water, but there's another baptism, and that's the baptism of God's Holy Spirit in our lives.
主耶稣用了一个比方，他就比方， 首先是受约翰的洗礼，就是水的洗礼，之后还要受圣灵的洗。This
is what he says in verse 6. He says, for John baptized with water, but before many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That is, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and you know what happened on the day of Pentecost.
像在第五节就这样说，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。 相信大家还记得圣灵降临的时候是怎么样的一回事。
And the greatest sin of the church today is to stop with only believing and not being empowered by God's Spirit.
今天教会最大的过错就是停止在相信这个阶段，然后不允许圣灵赐给我们大有能力。
If all we do is believe, then we become like Buddhism, Hinduism, Shintoism, we become another belief. But the difference between us and them is that God's Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us.
若是我们只停止在信仰、相信这个阶段，我们就跟其他宗教的没有分别。但是这个分别是在于神的灵住在我们的心中，要赐给我们有能力。
And I believe the Lord wanted them to have the Holy Spirit because They needed to be cleansed of some things in their own personal lives.
我相信主愿意他的使徒当时得住这个圣灵，因为主知道他们的生命里有一些东西必须要受圣灵的洁净。I
remember a young man come to me when I was a pastor and said, Pastor, he said, he wasn't a member of my church, but he called me pastor. He said, I know I'm a Christian, the Lord has saved me, and I've had the joy of the Lord, but I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble with my social life and with women and so forth. And I need something else to help me.
我还记得当我牧养教会的时候，有一个年轻人曾经来到跟我说，他说我已经信了主，我也尝过主恩的滋味，但是我还需要一些东西帮助我的社交的生活，其他的一些事情。
He believed in Jesus, but he did not have that inner presence of the Spirit of Christ in a dynamic way in his life.
虽然他信靠了主耶稣基督，但是他没有圣灵住在他心中赐给他的那种动力。
Peter, James, and John, they were always quarreling among themselves. They were following Jesus, they believed in him, but they were constantly quarreling. And the Lord said, what you need is the touch of the Holy Spirit that will come and cleanse you from these evil thoughts.
我们还记得彼得、约翰、雅各，他们虽然是跟从主的人，也信了耶稣，但是彼此当中常常有争执。主耶稣说：“你们需要圣灵来到你的生命里面，来洁净你们。”That
word competition is written in big red capital letters among a lot of people, especially students today.
在许多的人当中，尤其是在学生当中，那个字就是竞争的。 我们有野心，对不对呢？我们要争取朝上，要进步，对不对呢？这个是很多人今天遇到的难题。And
these disciples were competing for each against each other.
这些主的使徒，他们彼此在那里竞争。And
sometimes this happens in the church too, you know.
有个时候在教会里也有这种事情发生啊。But
oh, there's nothing like the breeze of God's Holy Spirit coming and settling upon every person's life, and somehow all of that just seems to melt away.
但是何等的宝贵，如果神的灵好像一阵凉风，来到临到每一个信徒的身上，所有的这一切增进都要消失。But
the Holy Spirit needs to work in my life first, and in your life. He doesn't work on groups, he works on individuals.
但是圣灵必须首先在你的生命，在我的生命里工作，因为他是在个别的人的生命中工作。
And here were these different disciples, all different temperaments, and they needed the Holy Spirit to tune them up inside.
这些门徒，他们个个都有不同的个性，他们每一个人都需要圣灵在他们的心中。
The reason why we have contention and struggles and competition, even among the brethren sometimes, is because we ourselves are full of tensions and struggles. We have not been brought at peace, as we sang in that song. We have not been brought at peace in our own soul.
为什么在有时候在弟兄当中，我们也有这种增进，就是因为我们还没有让圣灵带领我们进入他的平安里头。Did
you ever go to hear a concert?
你有没有去听一个音乐会？
My wife drags me to a concert once in a while.
有个时候我的太太会抓我去听音乐。
In fact, we were in London, and she wanted to go to Westminster Abbey to hear this great concert. I said, okay. It was Sunday afternoon, and I slept through the whole thing. I really enjoyed it.
有一次在伦敦，我太太要拉我去听一个音乐会，是在主日的下午，我实在很欢喜，因为我整个音乐会我在那里就睡觉。But
the first time I went, I heard nothing but racket. Everybody was squealing on their violins and on their tubas and their violas. I said, is this a concert?
当我开始听的时候，我看他们好像都在揪他的那个乐器，听着这个声音，我就问他，这个是音乐会吗？
And she has a way of humiliating me. She takes her hand and pats me on my bald spot. She says, just wait a minute.
然后他就用他的手放在我这个秃头上面，你也等一会儿啊。
And it wasn't very long that everything became quiet, and I realized that each one of these instruments had to be tuned with itself. Each instrument had to be tuned with four or five strings. How many strings do they have in a violin? I don't know. They had to be, and each instrument had to be in tune with itself.
但是不久整个会场里面都很安静，因为原来每一个乐器它必须自己在它的弦那里揪好，然后才能够弹出美妙的音乐。
And when each instrument was in tune with itself, then it was able to join all the others. And when all the others have individually been tuned, then they are all in harmony with each other. First in harmony with myself, then in harmony with others.
因为首先每一个乐器必须个别的调整好，然后才一起配合起来。 就好像我们人自己必须要首先调整了，然后跟其他的人才能够配合。
And I do believe this is what Jesus was trying to tell them. the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and he'll do more than water did for you.
我相信这个就是主跟他的门徒所讲的，圣灵要临到你们的身上，他在你们身上所成就的远超过水洗的功。
You see, we can go through the ritual, and we can go through the formalities of what we're supposed to do. You believe, then you're baptized, and now I'm a Christian, and I believe in Jesus, and so on, and that's fine. But Jesus says, there is the rest of the story. Don't forget it.
那你知道我们可以经过一些礼仪，我接受主，然后我用受洗，那我就说我是基督徒。但是主说不止这样，你还需要有圣灵。
Paul asks the Christians in one of his cities, he says, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?
保罗有一次在一个城里问那些信徒说，自从你信了主以后，到底你有没有接受圣灵呢？
They said, we haven't heard of the Holy Spirit. We've heard of John and the baptism of John, and that's all we know. But we haven't heard about the Holy Spirit.
他说我们从来没有听见圣灵的事。我们听过约翰的洗礼，我们也受了他的洗礼，但是我们没有听过圣灵。
And Paul put his hand on his hip, and he said, what? You haven't heard about the Holy Spirit? Where have you been?
保罗觉得好稀奇，那为什么你从来没有听见过？你到底在哪里？
Why, you haven't heard the best side, the best part of it all yet.
他说你最好的那一部分还没有听过了，这样子说。
Oh, my dear friends, the best is yet to come.
我亲爱的朋友，最好的还要来临啊。I
have not seen, nor hath ear heard, what God has prepared for those who love him.
圣经说，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛从来没有看见，耳朵从来没有听闻过的。
You haven't begun to imagine or experience the depth of what it means to have God's holy presence living fully in your life.
你还没有尝到当神时刻的同在住在你的里面是什么样的滋味。
Don't abort that great experience that God has for you.
千万不要除去这样神要为我们所预备这么大的经历。
And so he sends them out. Go into Jerusalem and wait. And then in verse 8 of this first chapter, he says that when the Holy Spirit comes, you will be my witnesses because you will receive power.
所以他就差遣他们去，说你们回到耶路撒冷去，在那里等候。 然后第八节说，当圣灵临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力。
You will have power over the struggles in your life.
你们要有能力去胜过你里头的这种争竞。
You will have victory over the besetting sin in your life.
你也要胜过在你生命中各样的罪。
You will be cleansed from those evil desires that you're constantly struggling with.
圣灵要洁净你常常一些污秽的私欲。
And your mind will become single upon God.
然后你的心思要单一地仰望你的神。
And your instrument will be tuned to the vibrations of the heart of God.
那你就像一个乐器，你会调整好，让它跟神的心是互相的和谐的。
You see, just believing doesn't do that, but the dynamic presence, the power of the Holy Spirit comes in like a fire and like a breath from heaven.
你知道吗？真只是相信，不能够帮助我们这样。但是圣灵临到我们身上，好像是火，好像也是一个神的一个呼吸临到我们的身上。
What am I going to do with you disciples? Jesus is thinking as he stands alone with them.
当耶稣单独地跟这些门徒站在一起的时候，他在想，我要为你们做些什么呢？
I can just hope that you will be true, or else I can send someone who will continue to do the work that I have begun with you.
我只盼望你是像我是忠心的，否则呢，我就要差遣别人去继续我已经跟你开始的那些工作。
And so we see the teachings of Jesus in the gospel are linked with the dynamic work of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts, because the book of Acts is proof that what Christ said can really be real in our lives.
就跟使徒行传所记载的是相连的，因为使徒行传记载了圣灵怎么成为他们的动力，他们所行的事就证明了主所讲的是真实的。
And so what Jesus is saying to these men, I've lived with you 2.5 years. I've gone to the cross. I've risen from the dead. Now I'm going back to the Father.
所以主耶稣对他们说，我曾经跟你们相处2年半的时间，我已经到过十字架，现在我又复活，我要回到天父那里去。
But that's not the end of it. It's just the beginning.
可是这个不是一个完结，这只是一个开始。
Now, I am leaving physically, and my body will be taken up to heaven, but I'm coming to you in the form of the third person of the Trinity.
他说，我虽然身体、肉体要跟你们分开，回到天上去，但是我要再领导你们，借着圣灵领导你们。
There's a book written by an English writer, John Taylor, entitled The Holy Spirit, The Go-Between God.
有一本书是一个英国的作家 John Taylor 所写的，叫做《圣灵》，就是在人与神之间这个中间人。
And anything that God does in the life of a believer is done through the Holy Spirit, because Jesus Christ is not with us physically.
凡是神在人身上所做的事，都是借着圣灵所做的，因为今天主耶稣已经不再是有形有体的。
What Jesus is saying, continue to walk in obedience to my commands, and you will perfect the will of the Father in you.
耶稣就是说，你要继续的顺从我的命令，然后你就要成就天父对你的心意。
And that meant go to Jerusalem and wait till the Holy Spirit comes. That's the simplest commandment he gave them at that moment.
那个时候他给他们最简单的一个命令，就是要他们到耶路撒冷去等候这位圣灵。
He said, wait and expect the Holy Spirit. And if you wait and expect, he will come.
他说你要等，你用一个期待的心，若是你等也期待，他必定要领导你。
Now, imagine being 10 days with your friends that you've been contending with.
那你可不可以想象，有10天跟一些朋友在一起，那这些朋友呢，就是你常常跟他们有冲突、有增进的。The
Lord knew how to bring these men together to face each other and prepare their hearts, and they began to confess with to one another and ask forgiveness, and that is the beginning of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
主知道如何把这些人连在一起，所以他让他们连在一起，然后彼此。 为着过去得罪大家，彼此来承认、认错，彼此饶恕，预备圣灵的来临。
I like to think that there was this spirit of confessing with one another, and then the Holy Spirit came in a mighty rushing way.
我相信是有这样一件事，他们就是彼此认错，然后圣灵大有能力的临到他们当中。
And this was the perfect will of God, that His Holy Spirit would come and continue the work that Jesus Christ began when he came to be among men.
这个是神美好的旨意，就是圣灵来要继续耶稣在人当中所做的工作。What
does this mean then for us as Christians?
但是对我们基督徒来讲是什么样的意义呢？
It means that we should seek all that God has for us.
意思就是说我们要寻求一切神为我们预备的。
It means that we should seek His Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们要寻求圣灵在我们的生命。
Don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit.
不要惧怕他。
He is God. He is Jesus Christ. He is God with us.
他就是神，他就是耶稣基督，他就是神与我们同在。
And when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, He brings peace and the struggle is over.
当圣灵临到我们心中的时候，他要带给我们平安，一切的增进都要完结。He
cleanses us from those evil inclinations that we have been struggling with.
他要洁净我们，除去一切我们败坏的那些心意，我们在里头挣扎的那些心思。
And then He empowers us by our lives to be a witness.
然后他赐给我们有能力，让我们借着我们的生命做他的见证。
Now one thing I want to make clear, nowhere in the Bible do I read that the Holy Spirit controls us.
有一件事我必须要说明，圣经从来没有讲圣灵要辖制我们。
Wherever you read about the Holy Spirit, it says He will lead you, He will guide you, He will instruct you, and He will admonish you.
我们从圣经所读的，讲到圣灵，都是说他要带领我们，他要引导我们，他要教训我们，他要提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit never comes upon us and makes us do what we do not want to do.
圣经从来不会，圣灵从来不会领导我们，要我们去做我们不愿意做的事。
We do not become robots.
因为我们不会是一个机器人。
But we respond as the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
乃是圣灵跟我们说话的时候，我们向他做出回应。
We say yes when the Holy Spirit wants to work in us in some area of our life.
当圣灵在我们生命里某一个方面要跟我们要我们做工的时候，我们对他做出对事的这样的反应。
And we can also say no and quench the Spirit, resist the Spirit. We can grieve the Spirit when He wants to do something in our lives.
同时，当然我们也可以说不，这样子的话，我们就拦阻了圣灵的工作，使他担忧。
And I believe that there comes a moment in every Christian's life when we must make a dramatic move in the direction of Christian growth.
我相信在每一个基督徒的生命里面，我们必须有一个很戏剧化的一个突变，让我们真是很大步的这样往前有一个进步，在我们的成长的过程里。God
save us from being static and inert.
神拯救了我们，要我们脱离只是停留在一个地步的光景。
Anything that is in place, for it to be moved, has to have a larger force to move it.
凡是什么事情是固定在一个地位，让它移动的话，你必须要很大的力气才能推动它。
And if you're a stationary Christian this morning,
如果今天早晨你是一个固定在你这个位置的这一个基督徒，
Let the Holy Spirit come and push you a little bit.
让圣灵来到你的心中来推动你一下。Let
the dynamic of God through His Spirit somehow give you a little oomph.
让圣灵的动力借着圣灵来给你一个推动。Oomph.
How do you say that? I was waiting for that oomph in Chinese. All right. But, oh my dear friends, how well I remember the day as a young high school student, I prayed that the Holy Spirit would come and fill me.
我还记得在我中学的时候那一天，我向神祷告，我求主的灵充满我。
I had been struggling, wanting to do my will, struggling with God's will, always wanting to see what I could do as far as I could go and still be a Christian.
我在里面有很多的挣扎，我常常要按照我自己的行，我看我可以走多远，行多少，然后仍然做叫我自己是一个基督徒。
And I knelt down by the little army cot in a room 5 feet by 8 where I was living in a house while I was away at school. And I knelt there, I said, Oh, I surrender my whole life to you. And I want the Holy Spirit to come and just take charge of my life.
我还记得我跪在一个小床的旁边，那个时候我因为读书没有住在家里，我就向主祷告，我求主的圣灵领导我，我愿意把我整个生命很完全的奉献在神的手中。
You see, when I was a little boy and I came and accepted Christ, all I was concerned about was being forgiven of the things that I did wrong, and the Lord forgave me of my sins.
你知道，当我是一个小男孩的时候，我接受主的时候，我只关心的就是主赦免我的罪，然后主也的确赦免了我。
I was like a rebel coming back to Jesus.
我就好像一个叛徒回到耶稣的面前。But
now, as a child of God, I was a patriot. I was I was reaffirming my commitment to him, and I was surrendering my own willful way.
可是现在我来到主的面前，我是要把我自己的生命、我自己的心意、我的意志完全的奉献给神。
And that was a dramatic move toward growth in my life.
那一步实在对我是一个很戏剧化的一步，帮助我在基督徒的生活里成长。
And you know, this is life. Life is not a continuous even growth, but life and growth come by spurts. We make decisions and grow. We make a decision and grow. We make a decision and grow.
你知道，这个就是我们生命成长的一个方式。我们并不是渐渐的一点一点，往往是我们下一个决定，然后我们长大，我们再下一个决定，我们又长大。
And so it is in the Christian life. We do not grow unless we decide to grow.
所以在基督徒的生命里面，我们永远也不会长进，除非我们决定我要长进。
And when the Holy Spirit reveals something to me, I can say, yes, I will do that. And so I make a decision and I grow.
所以当圣灵感动我，向我启示的时候，我更是他说，是的，是这样，我愿意，然后我就又成长。
And Jesus is looking at these disciples as much as to say, you're in the nest. Now it's time for you to fly out of the nest.
主耶稣对着这些门徒，好像对他们说：“你们原来在一个窝里，现在你应该要自己起飞了。”
And you'll have the power to fly out of that nest.
你现在有能力可以飞出去，远离那些困扰。
You know, about 4 years ago, we discovered a robin's nest on the windowsill of our kitchen window, on the outside, of course.
差不多四年以前，我们在那个厨房外那个窗子的边上，我们发现有一个鸟的窝在那里。And
I saw three little blue eggs there, and I said, "Oh, we're going to have babies outside here."
那我就看见几个小蛋在那里，哎，我就想，哎，我们会有小鸟啊。
Pretty soon we saw three little heads.
不久呢，我们就看见三个小头。
And the mother robin would come and clean out the nest and feed these little babies.
然后这个母鸟就会来把那个窝弄干净，然后喂养它们。
And they were disturbed every time we'd go to draw water from our kitchen sink, and so we put a towel on the window there so they wouldn't see us. And once in a while, we'd only peek into the nursery.
每一次我们要开这个水龙头的话，这些鸟就震惊了，所以我们把一个毛巾挡住那里，让他们不会看见我们，只是偶然的我们去看看他们。
And one day there was only one baby left there, and the others had flown away.
有一天只剩一个小鸟在那里，其他的都已经飞走了。
So I made up my mind I was going to take a picture, and I waited and waited for that baby to fly away.
所以我就想我要的照一个照片，所以我一直等这个小鸟要飞出去。
But what I noticed was that when the mother came with a worm, the mother wouldn't land on the nest and just feed it. The mother would just flutter in midair with that worm, and that baby saw it, and the mother as much as said, if you want it, you got to come and get it.
然后我发现了很奇妙一件事，这个母鸟来了，个嘴里含着一条小虫，它不会把头低下去，它一直在那里飞，好像就说，如果你要吃这个虫，你自己要来拿。
And then the mother would go and land on a post, and the baby would just slouch back. And the mother would come again, and the baby would begin to flap. And the mother would say, come on, if you want it, here it is.
这个母亲会重复的好几次这样来，那个小鸟就尝试在那飞。这个母亲说，好，赶快来啊，你要吃你就来啊。
And when that mother came again, I said, that baby's got to go now.
当这母亲再母鸟再来的时候，我相信这个小鸟一定要飞了。
And sure enough, that baby was trying so hard before it knew it, it was airborne, and I took a picture, and the baby just tumbled down into the lawn about 15 feet deep, and it just tumbled over.
果然，当这母鸟再来的时候，这个小鸟真是飞起来了，我就照了一个照片，然后突然一下，它就打一个转就掉在地上。
That was the second stage for that rocket.
知道这个就是小鸟的火箭的第二个阶段。
And if that mother had gone on feeding that baby like that, that baby never would have tried its wings.
如果这个母亲一直这个母鸟一直要喂它的话，那这个小鸟永远也不会尝试飞。
And my dear friends,
所以我亲爱的朋友,
God is saying, get out of your nest. There is so much more. I want to put you into orbit.
神好像对你说,
come, help yourself.
神说要离开你那个窝， 因为外面还有许多的事， 我要把你放到太空上。
And there's no growth but what I choose to grow.
除非我要拣选， 我要长进， 否则这一定没有长进。
I know it's rather traumatic when we go through that kind of an experience.
我知道让我们有这样的经历 实在是不容易。
The day my wife and I took our daughter to college, we left her there, and we got in the car and started to drive away.
我记得我跟我的太太把我们的女儿送到大学的那一天， 我们把她送到大学里， 然后我们回到车上， 我们就要回家了。
Within half a block, I saw my wife crying. I said, "What are you crying about?"
差不多还不到一个街口， 我就看见我的太太在哭， 我说你为什么哭呢？
And I don't want her to cry because when she cries, I cry.
我不喜欢她哭， 因为我知道她哭的话， 我就会哭了。
She said, "Oh, could we just go around just once more?"
她就说，
I said, "Okay," because I wanted to. I wanted to do it too, but I'm glad she said it because I was strong.
她就说我们可不可以再绕一个圈再回去看她一下。 其实我也很想，我说好嘛，我这个很高兴，他讲的不是我讲。So
we drove around the block and we came right there by the window and just slowed down.
所以我们就绕了一个圈，然后再回到那里，在那个窗前的停了。And
our daughter saw, she said, "Daddy," I said, "Hi, honey."
那我们的女儿就看见我们，跟我们打招呼。He
said, "Wait," and so we waited, and she came and she said, "What's the matter?" "Oh, nothing, nothing. We just wanted to drive around and see my old alma mater."
然后女儿问，到底什么事啊，爸爸妈妈？ 那我们说，哦，没有什么事， 我们只是希望转一圈看看我们的母校。
Well then, she looked at our eyes. She said, "You crying about your alma mater?"
然后她看见我们的眼湿湿的， 她就说，你为你的母校在下泪吗？
She suspected that there was some pain that we were going through.
她也怀疑， 也知道我们心中实在是有一点痛。
And we want our children to go to college and go on, get degrees. We urge them and encourage them. But when they go, we sit at home and sniff and cry.
我们愿意我们的孩子进大学， 希望他们有长进。 可是当他们去了以后， 我们坐在家里， 我们又在那里难过。
And almost invariably, growth means a certain amount of pain.
所以每一次有成长的话， 总是包括有一点痛。
Ever send your children to kindergarten when the bus comes around and you put them on the bus?
你没有试过送你的儿女到幼稚园， 然后下车过来， 你把她放在车上。
You took a picture of her on the lawn and you put her on the bus and you said to the bus driver, "Now you be careful."
你还跟她照了一个相， 要把她放在车上， 你就对司机讲， 你要很小心哦。
The bus driver says, "Oh yes," he slams the door and goes on his way.
这司机说， 对对， 我很小心， 然后他一大声关了一个门， 然后就走了。
And mother goes crying back to the house and she picks up the car keys, opens the garage door, gets in the car and follows that bus all the way to school.
这个母亲眼睛还湿湿的， 就拿着那个汽车的钥匙， 她就回家， 打着那个车房的门， 开着汽车， 跟着这个bus去了。
She doesn't dare let her little Susie see her though, so she parks way back there and she watches all the kids. Ah, there's Susie. She watches her and then she sniffles all the way home.
可是她又不敢让小孩子看见她， 她就躲在后头， 远远地看见， 她是小女儿， 啊， 这个是我的小女儿， 她进去了， 然后她就回家。
Any dramatic move toward growth can be very traumatic.
凡是一个戏剧化的， 一个拔一步， 要往前走， 往长进那边去走的话， 都是很震惊的。
Because it means change.
因为那包括一个改变在当中。
And in the Christian life, change is the name of the game.
在基督徒的生活里面， 改变是非常重要。
And God is changing us day after day, making us new and changing us in this area, growing here and deepening here. We are constantly growing and we're getting out into that great big world, into God's orbit.
神每一天都在改变我们， 祂改变我们这一些， 改变我们那一些， 祂要把我们预备好， 要进到祂为我们所预备的那个轨道上面。
Paul Tournier, the Swiss counselor, said the first requirement of religion is that we accept the law of life.
有一个瑞士的辅导家他讲， 最要紧的在基督徒的生命里面， 我们要必须接受这个生命的律。
The spiritual life consists only in a series of new births.
这个属灵的生命包括有 不断的一个新生更新。
There must be new flowering, new adventures, always new adventures.
必须常常有新的尝试，新的开花结果。
And so it is that I suggest to you to this morning what Jesus Christ was trying to tell these disciples, fellas, it's not the time for the kingdom, but it's just the beginning of your work.
今天早晨我愿意跟大家建议，就好像主耶稣当年对他的门徒说， 神的国度还没有临到，但是这个是工作的开始。
I just want to close by giving you a figure to keep in your mind.
我结束以前，我要让给大家一幅图画，让你记住。
Life moves in a series of crises.
生命往前走，常常不断的经过一些危机。
And there is no significant growth in our Christian life without the element of decision.
如果我们没有下决定的话，基督徒的生活里面就不会有明显的长进。
And so it is when the Lord sees that we need to grow, it's something like the trapeze.
所以当神看见我们需要长进，就好像那些隐藏的那些修道士。
Did you ever go to a circus and see trapeze artists as they swing on those bars and then move from one to the other?
这个是对不起，是马戏团的那一些，在一个走钢线的，从一个摇到另外一个钢线上面。
I think it would be rather boring if all the they reach out and they go out in midair and they catch and everybody is relaxed.
最新奇的时候就是他跳到最高了，然后他放松手，然后就悬在半空里，大家都瞪着他，然后他就抓住另外一个。
Two things involved here. One is timing.
在这里要包括两个很重要的事情，头一个就是时间。
And second is decision.
第二个就是决定。
And there comes a time in every Christian's life when the Holy Spirit says, it's time for you to move ahead and to go deeper.
在基督徒的生命里面，总是会有这样一段的时间，主要对你说，你应该继续往前走，你在主的里面晋升。
And when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, that means it is time for you to move ahead.
如果圣灵这样告诉你，就表示现在就是你要往前走的时间。
And secondly, the decision. The Holy Spirit will not make that decision for us. We must make it.
第二点是决定，圣灵不能够替我们决定，我们自己必须要下这个决定。
And you know, the Lord is in the business of sending trapeze one after another to us.
你知道神常常差遣这些人来到我们当中。
He says, you've been swinging long enough on this bar. Let me take you on another bar a little higher.
他说我们好像马戏团那个在高空摇的那个人，他说你已经在这里好有一段时间了，让我带你到更高的。And
just about the time we're content here, the Lord says, I've got another one. And so the Lord sends you a little higher.
就是当我们好像满足在我们现在这个境况的时候，神说我要差遣你到更高的那一层。
And we're singing very contentedly, Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. And we go through all of life. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Isn't it wonderful?
有的时候我们就很满足地坐在那里，我们唱这个奇异恩典，怎么过去我们是瞎眼的，现在我们看见，都很宝贵。
But the Lord says, oh, but there's more. Let me send you another one.
但是主说，还有更高的，你要去，我要差你。
And then we reach out, and in that moment of reaching out, it's God's timing, and it's my decision. And do you know what happens in that? It's the moment of death. It's a moment of death.
当我们伸出我们的手要去抓住的时候，这个是神的时间，但是也是我们下决定的时候。但是你知道什么事情发生吗？就是在那一刻，那是死亡的一刻。
But it's also the moment of hope.
但是也是希望的一刻。
Moment of death is because I've left my security in this bar and I'm in midair.
这个是死亡的一刻，因为我离开了我原来抓住的那个棍子，然后我悬在空中。
But the moment of hope is that there is a higher bar and I seize it because I choose, I've decided to reach for it.
但是也是盼望的一刻，因为知道上面还有一个更高的棍子，我可以抓住它。
And it's in that moment when I reach for that higher bar, here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
那一刻就是我告诉我的主说，这就是我的心。主啊，你把我的心拿去，然后你自己保守它。
Jesus Christ calls us as his disciples to go on. Let's not talk about times and seasons and about who's going to do this and have the power or the kingdom coming. There's so much out there for you to do.
主耶稣现在好像对我们说，你要继续往前走，不要顾虑谁是最大的，谁要做那件事，因为在那里外面还有很多的工作要等着你去做。
So wait for the Holy Spirit, and He will help you to tune your instrument.
所以你要等候圣灵，他要帮助你把你这个乐器调整好。
He will put you in harmony with yourself, and then in harmony with God's will, and in harmony with the brethren.
他要使你自己与自己和谐，与你的弟兄，与神有和谐，然后跟弟兄姐妹有和谐。
We close the service this morning and ask, is it time for me to move ahead?
今天我们结束的时候，我们要问，到底现在是不是我继续往前走的时间呢？
I don't know how you close your services, but I want to come down here and I want to offer a word of prayer. For anyone who wants to present himself and say, yes, I want to grow, and I want to make a decision this morning to move ahead.
我不知道你们一般是怎么样结束你的聚会，但是我愿意站在那里，我盼望任何的弟兄姐妹，你说我愿意在这一刻下一个决定，主啊，我要长进，你就来了，让我们一起起立。And
with our heads bowed, I'd like to pray with some of you. And if you'd like to join me here, I want to offer a closing word of prayer. That God will help you to reach out and make that dramatic step toward growth. Will you come?
我要为你们祷告，谁愿意来到面前？你说，主啊，我要下这样一个决定，在这一刹那，我要告诉主说，我要长进，你来，我要为你祷告。
When I see this kind of a spirit, I see great hopes for what God wants to do in this church.
当我看见圣灵在这里做工，我是蛮有盼望，神要借着这个教会做奇妙的事。
There's nothing that will stop you when the Holy Spirit is in you to do God's will.
当圣灵在你里面要成就神的心意的话，没有任何的事能够拦阻你。
Heavenly Father, I commit these people who are standing in your presence unto you.
天父, 我今天把站在这里的每一位放在你自己的手中。
Each of us feels areas of need in our hearts where we want to grow. I want to grow this morning too.
今天每一个人在他心中都觉得我们需要长进，主啊，我们也需要长进。
Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it.
主啊，这我的心就在这里，你把它拿去，你自己保守它。
I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God.
我把我的身体献上，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
I don't want to be conformed to this world, but I want to be transformed by the renewing of my mind.
我不愿意效法这个世界，我愿意心意更新而变化。
That I may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit right now, Lord.
主啊，在这一刻，用你的圣灵充满着我们的心中。
Guide us gently in the way that each of us should go.
你带领我们到我们每一个人该走的道路上。
Put the struggle to end and bring calm and quiet and peace to those hearts where there may be a struggle.
主啊, 如果我们心中有挣扎, 你除去我们这个挣扎, 你用平安充满在我们的心中。
Cleanse our minds, our thoughts, and our hearts from any evil disposition. Purify us just now, Lord.
主啊, 若是我们的心中有什么污秽的, 你来洁净我们, 让我们完全的清洁。
Accept each of us, Lord, as an offering unto you. We give you ourselves.
主啊，求你接纳我们，像我们，我们是把自己奉献给你的。
Help us then to walk in the Spirit and to be led by the Spirit to perfect the will of God for us.
帮助我们靠着圣灵行事，让圣灵在我们的心中要成全神自己的心意。
Give every person here, mother, father, son, daughter, grandparents, brothers, sisters, give every one of them, Lord, a sense of your divine grace right now, ministering to their needs.
求主你让在我们当中每一位是年长的、年幼的。 都体会到圣灵就在我们的心中，来满足我们各方面的需要。In
Jesus' precious name we ask it.
我们奉主宝贵的名而求。
Then all the people said, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福你。Pastor.